America Weekend.
Hey, welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone. How are you doing today? I love information about food history, culture, why different ethnic groups eat the foods that they do, what their habits are. And now there's a new book out that sounds fascinating that I would love to find out more about, but I'll tell you a little bit about it because I read about it in an article in Food and Wine. A Yale historian's newest book, 10 Restaurants That Changed America, is an example of how food has been woven into the fabric of the culture of America and how Americans chose to spend their money on dining experiences years ago, which was a hard thing to do. So the book covers immigrant experiences, the rise of Chinese American food in San Francisco, the city, New York City's Italian American outposts, haute cuisine from the French, and even the Howard Johnson chain. So this writer, whose name is Paul Friedman, identified 10 of the most game-changing dining experiences in the U.S., beginning with number one in New York City. It opened in 1837, and the restaurant Delmonico was touted as the first fine dining restaurant in the country. It's still open. It's a steakhouse. It's serving still the same kind of stuff, you know? Not the most healthful food, but certainly delicious prime-cut beef, baked Alaska, and eggs Benedict. So very classic cuisine there. And then we go to New Orleans in 1840 to Antoine's. You've heard about this. I've seen it on television. I've not been there, but it's a house of 14 dining rooms that can host more than 700 guests at one time. It's a French Creole restaurant, and it's still owned and operated by the fifth generation of the founder's family, Antoine Alciatore. Alciatore. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it sounds like a great name. Schraft's began as a candy store in 1898 and became a chain of restaurants throughout the Northeast, mainly New York and Boston. It was known for its dining room atmosphere and women-centric management staff. Isn't that fascinating? Ahead of its time. At the peak of the brand, it had 50 locations. The last Schraft's in Boston closed in the 1980s. Howard Johnson's, they had the clam strips. Remember that? And they also made the TV dinners. They started in 1925 outside of Boston. There's only one Howard Johnson left in the entire country, and that's in Lake George, New York. Certainly worth the trip. Mama Leone's, famous theater district restaurant in New York City, opened in 1906, closed in 94, and that space remained vacant for years. Nothing went in there for years and years and years. It was a very famous spot. The Mandarin opened in San Francisco in 1961. Credited with being a Chinese food pioneer in the country, Cecilia Chang is the owner and operator. She was the subject of a documentary as well. Sylvia's, we know Sylvia's in Harlem. Sylvia's opened its doors in Harlem in 1962. Famous soul food restaurant, visited by numerous presidents, including Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, many celebrities and heads of state. And then Le Pavillon, opened from 1939 to 1971 across the street from the St. Regis Hotel. The restaurant was the brainchild of two refugees from France, and at its time was known as the best French cuisine in the country. So there you have that. The Four Seasons in New York City, opened in 1959. It recently closed. I was there and I had to check it out. Recently closed, two public dining rooms defined the New York power lunch scene for decades. They say they're going to reopen not far away from the original location. And finally, we go to Berkeley, California, Chez Panisse, Alice Waters' legendary restaurant. It was the beginning of really healthful, organic food, locally sourced ingredients, lots of vegetables, and seasonally maintained. You would have food based on the season. It opened in 1971 as a neighborhood bistro, went on to become a brand with cookbooks and the like. Interesting book to check out for sure. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Government-insured American bikers have less money to spend on their favorite pastime, a $7,000 pay cut under what was supposed to be an affordable health insurance policy. Insurance shocker, today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Health insurance affordability for 2017, a real shocker. Last year's 600 policy drag race to $900. A $7,000 pay cut was ABM's only path to coverage. Is this how America's unemployment rate is kept artificially low? Few people believe it's 4%. We'll probably wait for a little more tread to disappear before replacing our motorcycle donuts with a $7,000 cut in pay, a half dozen box of Krispy Kremes. Barely affordable. Who needs a Delmonico steak when you got red beans and rice? American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's a simple way to connect quickly with people? Remember personal details.
As you talk with them, they may mention a child, a pet, a hobby, or other detail. Make a note of it, then use the last time technique.
For example, last time we talked, you were going to run a marathon. How did it go?
They'll be thrilled you remembered.
The key is getting it in writing, on paper or computer. Then you won't have to rely on memory. You'll also be able to quickly review your notes before you talk again.
Where you keep these records doesn't matter. Forming the habit of taking organized notes makes all the difference.
Show people your interest in them, and they'll take an interest in you. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.